Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Again, welcome everybody to Sunday Mass here at St. Wenceslaus, already the fourth Sunday of Advent. We are only about 5 days away until the great feast of Christmas, and I'm sure many of you are busy making travel plans and getting the homes ready for company and preparing meals and parties. It seems like these days of Advent fly by faster and faster each year. Not long ago, there was an elderly woman who came to Mass, and the usher in the back of the church helped her up the flight of steps because she had trouble walking, and he asked her, "Where would you like to sit for Mass?" And she said that she wants to sit right in the front row, and the usher responded, "Ma'am, you really don't want to do that, because Father is really long and really boring with all of his Advent homilies." And the woman responded, "Do you have any idea who I am? I'm the priest's mother." And the usher stood there just stunned. He didn't know what to say. Then he asked her, "Do you have any idea who I am?" And the woman responded, "No." And the usher said, "Good, let's keep it that way." That may or may not have been my mother. Well, these beautiful readings on this fourth Sunday of Advent are intended, each of them, to prepare us in a specific and very intentional way for the great coming feast of Christmas. And the prophet Micah, in the first reading, foretells that Bethlehem will be that birthplace of the one who is to come, the one who is to become the King of Israel. And Bethlehem, I'm sure you know, is a Hebrew word that means house of bread. And since it was not far from the great and bustling city of Jerusalem, Bethlehem was considered very unimportant. Nothing was really to be come from Bethlehem. In today's gospel, we hear the visitation of Mary to her cousin Elizabeth. Both were with children, one with the last prophet, with St. John the Baptist, and the other with the one who is to come into the world, the one who is to save the world, the new King of Israel. A few days ago, I was at the hospital. I got called to the hospital to anoint a man who was very near death. And as I was praying with him, he was using every possible source of energy that he had to make the sign of the cross and to say a decade of the rosary with me. Those same words that we heard in the gospel this morning of Elizabeth to Mary. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." I think as we go about our busy lives, it can be easy, especially for myself, I think, not to appreciate really what these words mean. To kind of take them for granted. To not really understand the significance of them. And here I think we can see a great truth about God, that sometimes we can miss the significance of him, just how much he actually means in this growing dark world of ours. That our God has become and gone out of his way so far to become like one of us, yet God is the only person ever to be come into this world that wasn't meant to live, but God was the only person that came into the world to die. He was the only one. And by his birth, by his incarnation, God was saying a great yes to humanity. God was saying a great yes to you. God was saying that he will go through anything. He will go through rejection. From the very moment that he came into this world, he will go through hatred and scorn and abandonment. He will endure betrayal and false accusations. He will endure torture and suffering and death. Not for his sake, but for ours. Not so that he could have life, but so that we could have life. Also that we could have hope, like that man in the hospital, that we no longer have to wait hopelessly in the shadow of death. Also that at the end of our lives, we too have reason to hope. Just like Mary, just like Elizabeth, 2,000 years later, that we have a reason to hope in this world of ours immersed in so much darkness. A God so close to us that not only did he become man, but that he himself today wants to become so intimately united with us that he appears and gives himself in what appears to be an insignificant piece of bread. That's how close God wants to be with us. That's how closely God wants to be intimately united with us. And this Advent season, how could we miss that there could be so great a gift in the entire world?